Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow witnesses for Christ, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast number 149. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you, to motivate you, if you will, to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, right where you are, to those who are not believers in Christ, by any means necessary. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time, we believe that most Christians, even baby Christians, do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to go and do it. For your testimony, your salvation testimony, is a witness for the Lord. Our aim here is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning passage from the Word of God today is St. John chapter 4, verse 35, which reads, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." Those are the words of Jesus Christ. Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this passage of Scripture from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. He says, "Jesus continued to speak of spiritual matters in physical terms. The whitened fields represent humankind in its condition of being ripe for divine judgment. Perhaps as Jesus spoke these words, the disciples observed the customarily white-clothed men of Sukkah wending their way through the fields toward them as so much living grain." Jesus' reference to 4 months was probably proverbial. It was the approximate time between the last sowing and the earliest reaping. His point was that between the spiritual task of sowing the gospel and reaping belief, the intervening time may be very brief. The disciples needed spiritual vision. They could obtain it by lifting their eyes and looking on the fields of lost people rather than being completely absorbed in their physical needs. As with physical grain, the opportunity for harvesting spiritually is relatively brief. If left unreached, people die in their sins. People die in their sins. People die in their sins and they go to hell. And the blood will be required of our hands. And dear friends, our soul-winning quote for today is from Dr. Curtis Hudson. He said, "The only alternative to soul winning is disobedience to Christ." Our soul winning devotional is part 14 of our series titled The Master Plan of Evangelism, by Robert E. Coleman. Association, to know, was to be with. It was by virtue of this fellowship that the disciples were permitted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Knowledge was gained by association before it was understood by explanation. This was best expressed when one of the band asked, "How know we the way?" Reflecting his frustration at the thought of the Holy Trinity, Jesus replies, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Which was to say that the point in question already was answered, if the disciples would but open their eyes to the spiritual reality incarnated in their midst. This simple methodology was revealed from the beginning by the invitation that Jesus gave to the men he wanted to lead. John and Andrew were invited to come and see the place where Jesus stayed. Nothing more was said, yet what more needed to be said? At home with Jesus, they could talk things over and there in private see intimately into his nature and work. Philip was addressed in the same essential manner, "Follow me." Evidently impressed by this simple approach, Philip invited Nathanael also to come and see the Master. One living sermon is worth 100 explanations. Later, when James, John, Peter, and Andrew were found mending their nets, Jesus used the same familiar words, "Come ye after me," only this time adding the reason for it, "and I will make you fishers of men." Likewise, Matthew was called from the tax collector's booth with the same invitation, "Follow me." Beloved, in our next episode, we will look at association, the principle observed. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to be soul winners, because it will make us wise. Grant us your grace, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to tell as many people as we can about the gospel of Christ. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winners fire. God bless you.